Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 67th Berlinale. Today I'm in company of Golden Bears winner Colin Peter Netzer of 2013 for Child's Pose, who's here to present in competition Anna Mon Amour, which is a film that blends romantic drama with the study of mental illness and how it is overcome. Anna Mon Amour, it's a story of passion, love and codependency.
What's the genesis of Anna Mon Amour?
Ideea e, de mult am vrut să fac un film de dragoste, mai ales un film de dragoste despre dependență și
cod. So the idea started, generated, actually I had this idea to make a film about love and dependency and codependency, love for many years. And so I started in 2010. I read the book, Cesar Paolo Badescu's novel, Luminița Mon Amour, and I just finished to work on Child's Pose. So I gave him a call, a phone call, and we met with Cesar Paolo Badescu, and we decided to work on a script together. And Cesar Paolo Badescu was defining, actually, talking about his novel. He's saying this was kind of auto-fictional experience. I don't know, I can't tell you how much is it fictional, how much is it realistic. But anyhow, we started to work on this script, and this was a start.
Was therapeutic for you to do this film? What did you understand by analyzing this difficult limit between love and?
Nu cred că e o. Aici e un caz de fapt aproape patologic, nu?
So it's actually we're dealing here with a pathological case relationship. This relationship that we are showing in the film and over 8-10 years. It's a story, it's a love story that's based on between dependency and based on dependency. There are no limits, there's no healthy limits. This love story becomes pathological in Anna's case. If you look at her, she's not able to leave her house anymore at a certain point. So she's on the edge to become she has a pretty strong neurotic disorder, but this neurotic is about to transform itself into a psychosis. So it's going to be a clinical disorder, so a lot more intense and difficult. And actually her intention are all the time, he wants him to leave her. This is her deep intentions, her feeling. But, and he doesn't want to give up. He wants to stay with her.
Well, one last question. What do you think about, what's your opinion about psychologists, psychiatrics, since you also introduce the element of confession, so the part, the priest part and the confession part, so there's, I wanted to know your point of view on all that.
Confesia și preotul de foarte mult timp, mult înaintea du Freud și astăzi.
So the difference between regarding confessions and priest, there's we're talking about this even before Freud. No? And before Freud came up with his idea about dependency and codependency. So the confession in the church, what is the meaning behind? You go over there in order to have a therapy. So it's a therapy for the masses, for everybody. Mm-hmm. So, but what's the difference between the therapy you get in a church and the therapy you get from a psychoanalyst in our case? The difference is quite obvious. When you go get a therapy in the church, you're getting taught what to do. So you must do this, you must you must pray to God, and then you're going to get absolution.
Mm-hmm.
The therapy, it's you are your own landlord, let's say. So it's up to you to do. The therapist, his job is only to give you ideas, to give you intent,
to
guide you through this long journey. So he's
to make you conscious about your real inner self.
Mm-hmm.
And then you decide with your conscience what is right, what is wrong, and so on.
Your real needs and wishes.
Yes.
Thank you, Colin Peter Netzer, for talking about Hannah Monamour screening at the 67th Berlinale in competition. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.